Okay. So we're back on the record on the matter of FIC 2023-0020, Lynn Stanley versus Town of East Windsor et al. Attorney Murphy.
I will turn it over to the hearing
officer. Okay, thank you.
Attorney Perlman, sorry. Amendment.
So the proposed amendment would be to paragraph 14. And there are going to be two separate footnotes. So at the end of the first sentence, which currently reads, it is found that on March 21st, 2023, the respondents wrote to the complainant describing her request as vexatious and stating that such vexatious requests are exceedingly owners of tap, town staff having to call through and compile responsive information within the constraints of regular town business hours. So at the end there, there would be footnote one, and it would state, the commission cautions the respondents that the term vexatious is an express term that is utilized in 1-206B6 of the general statutes, and that such terms should not be used lightly. Semicolon, the respondents are directed to the statutory provisions contained in 1-206B6, the general statutes, and the commission's decisions with respect thereto for the interpretation of vexatious requester under the FOI Act. So that would be the first. And then after the last sentence, which currently reads, it is found that the respondents also informed the complainant that if she chose to review the records in person, the charge would be $20 per visit. It would add a footnote two, which would read, although the respondents ultimately did not impose such a charge on the complainant, the commission cautions the respondents that the imposition of such a charge to inspect or review public records is not authorized under the FOI Act.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Streeter, I move that we amend the hearing officer's report in paragraph 14 and adding the two footnotes per the request of the hearing officer as described.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion made and second. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call vote on the amendment only. Commissioner Farish?
Yes.
Commissioner Fusashi?
Yes.
Commissioner Goolsbee?
Yes.
Commissioner Ganswin?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Holland Egan, yes. The amendment passes unanimously. Is there any further discussion on the decision as amended? Anything that...
No. If you would permit me to, Mr. Chairman, just for a minute, because I just feel that I do want to address just very briefly some of the remarks made by the complainant and her counsel. First off, to the complainant, I regret too that you have to go through such a lengthy process to get public records, but I have to express on behalf of the staff of the commission particularly that it's very difficult for us to hear those kinds of remarks, and particularly with a case such as this where I'm personally familiar with the work of the hearing officer, the fact that she conducted four hearings in this matter, required the respondents to produce an affidavit because she did not feel that they were forthcoming. And she put her heart and soul into this decision as she does for every case that she hears. So just wanted to put that on the record. I certainly do not think that anything that we do here is weighted in any way toward either party. We come in to each case with an open mind, as was done here, and there were violations found here, and even up until this point to address those issues that our commissioners were concerned about to give the respondents some direction, I think, evidences the type of work that we do. So I just wanted to put that on the record in response.
It's well said, and I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you. Any further discussion?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Hank. It's just briefly, over the almost 11 years I've been here, I handled a number of cases, and I've been sitting here. Not here, but also on Trinity Street. But it's evenly divided. People will say that the commission favors the respondents, and then other people evenly would say that it favors the complainants. So, you know, no matter how you slice it, people are not going to agree, and they're going to say you favor one side or the other. And, the criticism seemed to be evenly divided. So I just would make that notice.
Just Commissioner Streeter, to Commissioner Hagan's point, I think if both parties are always unhappy, we might be doing something right.
All right, with that, is there anything further? All right, I'll take a roll call of those.
Mr. Chairman, I move adoption of the amended hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hankins, second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adopt the amended hearing officer's report. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor of the decision of this hearing officer as amended. Commissioner Farish?
Yes.
Commissioner Fizeshi?
Yes.
Commissioner Goolsbee?
Yes.
Commissioner Ganswin?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Chairman Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.
I want to say thank you very, very much for listening to me, and I want to thank you, Attorney Paul.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day. Take care.
You too.
So, report on pending appeals.
Okay, so we have no new pending appeals. We have one item that I'm going to ask Attorney McGee to report on involving our litigation with Bridgeport.
For the record, Danielle McGee.
So somebody's talking into the phone and it's interrupting. I'm not sure who, but just to let you know, please. Yes.
Okay. For the record, Danielle McGee, I represented the commission in the appeals of Bridgeport versus the Freedom of Information Commission. You may recall that in the fall, Attorney Harmon and I reported that the commission prevailed in an appeal that was, this appeal which was pending before the appellate court, involving some of the repeated arguments Bridgeport has made to this commission that the commission has rejected, having to do with the constructive denial provision, having to do with the burden of proof as to 1-210B3A, the exemption pertaining to non-disclosure of the identities of confidential informants or witnesses, and the issue of whether the commission has the authority to consider claims of exemption that are made after a complainant files a complaint with the commission. And the commission prevailed on all of those issues before the appellate court. And I believe Attorney Harmon had subsequently reported in the fall that Bridgeport had petitioned for certification on two of those issues, having to do with the commission's authority to take up exemptions and the burden with respect to B3A. And I'm happy to report that as of yesterday, we received notice from the Supreme Court that they denied Bridgeport's petition for cert. So hopefully that means that with respect to these issues, perhaps preferably putting some of these arguments to bed and accepting what the state of the law is with respect to our authority and the burden that's on the public agency with claiming particular exemptions. There are still a number of appeals pending at the Superior Court involving Bridgeport with varied but quite similar iterations of the arguments, as I said, that have been made to this commission. So to be determined what the position is that they will take now that the Supreme Court has said they're not going to take up these issues. It's a good report for us.
Great.
We're very happy with that outcome.
Yeah.
And as Danielle said, we have several appeals in the works. One that we recently briefed, it'll be good to have the outcome of this resolved as we're dealing with all of those other appeals. So thanks, Danielle,
thank
for
you.
Your work on that. It was a long and winding road.
Danielle, has there been a decision on the issue? And maybe please help me with it. The lawyer seemed to think that they would have an opportunity to claim their exemptions after hearing here before us. And they seem to think they could go back and say, okay, well, if we're ordered to give documents, we can now claim our exemptions and basically get another bite of the apple. Is that?
That case is pending still.
Okay.
I believe in that one, Terry Murphy, correct me if I'm wrong. Bridgeport has filed their brief, and the commission has also filed its brief at this point in time.
Yep.
So it's, again, as I said before, it's sort of a similar argument to what's been raised here, but
yes,
not exactly what the appellate court addressed in this case.
Right.
So I think the decision of the appellate court is helpful, but I think we have a pretty strong case there in terms of what our authority is and what, again, the burden is on the public agency to be prepared to present.
It hasn't been argued yet or no?
It hasn't been argued.
Oh, okay. And has there been, the briefs been filed?
The Right.
Yes.
Am I right? So Bridgeport did file their brief with the Superior Court, and we filed our brief. So we'll be waiting for a reply brief, and then hopefully we'll have argument in the next couple of months.
I mean, do they cite any case law that gives is good for their position? It just seems so logical.
Right. It's been a while since I read that.
Right. I'm not sure what was cited to.
Okay.
Yeah.
There.
I'm anxious to hear what they have, what the
right.
court has to say about that.
We're getting close to having that matter heard. So,
okay.
But it does tie into all of the arguments and all of the issues that were raised in this case. So.
Yeah. And I believe that was the one Attorney Miller was the attorney of record for the commission, and I believe Attorney Harmon might be arguing it. So.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
that. Thanks for that, Danielle. Another report on pending appeals under executive director's report. I don't think anything at the moment. Although I will say that our old library is now fitted for 3 workstations. You could take a walk in there if you want to check it out. It came out, all things considered, pretty well. So we've got some space for some more people. Let's see, under staff reports, we just extended an offer, which was accepted for a paralegal starting February 9th. So we'll have some more administrative support, legal support, and we're still working on our administrative assistant. I will say that we had over 600 applications for the administrative assistant position. So it was quite a challenge to review all of those. It's elongating the process. And we're in the final stages with some attorneys trying to see if we can work out some details. We're hopeful that we might hire 2 attorneys very soon. And so we're staffing up. And let's see, legislative report. I have, Helen and I really haven't talked about that yet, but I'm sure she would concur that we will likely have a legislative package to recommend to you from the staff. My guess would be that we might recommend that you put forward the same package last year to do some statutory cleanups, but we will probably get back to you at the next meeting on that front. And we already are getting at least 1 legislative proposal to amend the FOI Act that has come our way. So we're already in some discussions about possible future exemptions to the FOI Act. So we're fastening our seatbelts, getting ready for that. And item 7 is to consider the appointment of Makia Edie Gray as an acting clerk of the commission. This would enable her to sign off on official documents of the commission, send out our mailings of various items. We have to do it by the clerk of the commission. So. Gives us some flexibility there, and Makia is ready and up to the task. So I'd ask you to appoint her to that role.
Chairman, I move that we, follow the appointment of the recommendation for appointment for Makia Edie Gray as acting clerk of the commission.
Mr. Hank, second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Farish?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzashi? Yes. Commissioner Goldsby?
Yes.
Commissioner Ganswin?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan? Yes. Passes unanimously.
Okay.
Thank you
for that. The only other thing before, I don't have any recommended new business, but I was just going to ask Commissioner Goldsby if she wanted to cast her vote for the minutes, because I don't think you were here when we did that. So right now it's adopted 6-0. Would you like to cast your vote in favor? I don't think there were any other.
No.
I believe she voted
on
the rest.
Yeah,
I voted on the rest.
Yes, in favor of the minutes dated.
December 13th.
Well,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move
we adjourn. Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Farish?
Yes.
Mr. Fuzashi?
Yes.
Mr. Goldsby?
Yes.
Mr. Ganswin?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hankins.
Yes.
Mr. Streeter.
Yes.
And myself, I'm an even yes, passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.